getting to stock picks now, Wayne, I know that you aren't going with a stock pick, but there is a question asking. It says, the sentiment of your panelists seems divided between staying in cash or investing in equity. As a regular monthly saver, how does the 50-50 split between cash and equity sound at this time of uncertainty? Sounds quite reasonable.
It sounds reasonable, but if you're a regular monthly saver, just buy shares. I mean, don't try and call the market shorter term if you're a regular monthly saver. I mean, this view I've got that the market's going to come down, it's only because it's gone up too much too quickly, you know, too soon. This is not a long-term view on equity.
Okay.
So if you're a monthly saver, just carry on doing what you were doing, quite frankly.
Okay. So David, hit us with a stock pick this evening.
Well, you know, I looked at Pepco today and not buying that. I'm not buying Pepco. What I am buying is TJX. In the US. Why? Because, you know, that's, I don't know what you call it. It's like a bazaar almost. They take all the stock of the major manufacturers. So you get last year's fashion or 2 years fashion. So your Louis Vuitton bag is like 3 years old and it's still expensive. But it's an incredible business. And with people feeling the pinch now, I think this is where they're going to go for their socks and underpants and tracksuits and baby clothes and everything. It's just very well placed. Look, it was a good business before this. Before the virus hit. So just have a look at some of those stores. Those are going to be the first places where you go and rush and buy your clothes.
Yeah. Okay. Can we infer that you have Louis Vuitton socks and underpants? I mean, out of season.
He does.
I have Ralph Lauren. What's it? Yeah,
Ralph Lauren undies, which hopefully will remain hidden throughout the future of the show.
Forever.
David and Wayne, thanks very much for joining us this evening. David Shapiro is from Sasfin Securities. Wayne McCurry is from F&B Wealth and Investments. We'll be back with Stockwatch tomorrow night at 7:30. Have a good evening.